I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time, and it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. But are we like in Charleston today?
We're ba-ba-dee-dee-dee. It's easy. With the purses and these and the 1, 2, 3s.
Okay, I wanted to talk about
this. We haven't gotten that out. Like, we really haven't seen. Now Naomi is the narrator and we don't get the song.
Okay, wait. Yeah. No, Craig was last season. There have been different versions of the song, and I thought about this a lot today.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, do they ask this woman to like weekly redo, like, who writes this? Do they like give her the
birds
screeners?
And the bees and the 1, 2,
no,
three.
But you know how like they change it, they're yes. Like, don't you know, he was cheating and she was cold, like, you know, okay, do they like give the lady the screeners and then she makes it up? Or like, is Rob like, okay, can you like who's writing this? And then like, she has to weekly change it. You know what? I want to know more about this song.
That is such good points. Like,
or literally or to blow like, drying my hair. And I'm like, that song, I'm just thinking about it. I'm just like, do you think they write it for her and she just sings it all in one tape?
Or do you think like it just happened from season one and they're like, we're going to need these different versions because we've seen what the cast is and there's Joe. Because I bet after season one film that then they got the song, right? Yeah, so they're like, here's what happened in season one. And I think if you just kind of sing this line again, but replace him with her and then like, we'll figure out what to do.
No, I just honestly, I want to know, I want to get talk to this songwriter and, I want to talk to this singer and what's her name again?
It's Mia Sable. It's called It's Easy. It's Easy. Well, yeah, that's,
but I just had way too much time to think about the theme song today.
But I hadn't thought about it that way until you just talked about it. And you're so right. Like, they're like, okay, so the plot of this season is Craig, Naomi, Paige. There's a triangle happening. Right. We're going to throw in a little drama with Austin, Madison, Olivia. You know, we've got Catherine and Caleb. And like, just if you could just write.
Can you
like,
sing about a triangle?
She's don't like, he know? Laid his head on a pillow. It wasn't hurt. Like, it's just like all of these, like, don't you know? What? Don't you know? Oh.
What's wrong with my sewing?
Chapat, there was an accident. It was close call, close call.
That's what takes the time out of my day. And then also another.
Does Mia Sable get, does she get like, you know how Friends, every time the episode, like a Friends episode airs, they get like 3 cents. Does Mia get like Bitcoin?
She better begin.
Yeah. Mia, I hope like she's like, yeah, you can just have this song, like whatever. Like, what's Bravo and what's Southern Charm? And now she's like, damn it.
Wait, what's her name again? Mia
Sable, S-A-B-L-E.
Okay, I'm gonna try to, is she on Instagram?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, you got a DM her.
Mia.
I need to know about the Southern Charm. Now I wish
it's
we had
literally it's like voiceover talent and singer-songwriter of Bravo Southern Charm theme. Wait, mother please. To Mother please. To loudly singing and cleverly questioning 5-year-old of my dream.
Okay, please send her a message right now and fingers crossed that we get a response by the end of this. But just ask her, like, how often do you record the theme song for Southern Charm?
Okay.
And the different iterations right now and the different iterations.
Love your work.
We do. We get sleep.
Wondering, how often do you record?
Yeah. The Southern Charm theme song.
The Southern Charm theme song.
And then if she responds. And its iterations.
And how do you spell iterations?
I-T-E-R-A-T-I-O-N-S.
I got it.
Okay. This is good. Okay. Love your work.
Hopefully by the end of the episode, she responds.
I will die.
Okay. Okay. She doesn't have that many followers, only 684. So I think
I hope she's somebody. Response. I'm hoping she's somebody that like has
she's
her
not very active.
No, but she has her notifications turned on, you know, so like a DM comes and it pops up right on her home screen.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh, she kind of looks like Karen Calguera from
who?
Karen Calguera from the Murder Podcast.
I don't know who that is.
Anyways, guys, I don't know who that is. We're on it with Mia. And
oh my God, I hope I am.
Also, another burning question.
Yes.
When I miss my Michael, Whitney's now the butler.
Guys,
when are we actually going to get a real
Pat? I know, like, Pat sometimes listens to this. Hard? So we need to know when, like, are we hoping because, like, we can't, like, Michael's irreplaceable? Like, Whitney is not good at his job.
I think it's been hard.
I don't think that Whitney can really, like, he's like, here's some champagne. He's like, I'm out of here with my gray shirt. Don't you put an apron on me.
I can't wait to know, are they going to talk about the hookup, the Whitney-Naomi hookup
100%.
On are you sure? For some reason, because he's the producer, right?
Yes.
Right. For some reason, I feel like it's not going to be on because it was not on the previews. We just know that from... I don't know why we haven't
talked about that. It'll happen later this season.
Well, I hope. One can hope.
I feel like Whitney is like a producer, but I'd be curious if he's as hands-on or if he's a producer because he pitched the first season of it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how like Scott Dunlop for RHOC is like, because like he helped find the lady. So he's like a quote unquote executive producer, but I feel like they never actually ask for his opinion on anything.
Okay.
I'd be curious. I mean, I'm sure like Whitney's probably more involved than Scott Dunlop, but I wonder how much if he's like more of a passive executive producer.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
So we're going to recap episode 4, which is the bridal shower, birthday party. But let's kind of go back and review. Like,
let's talk all the new characters, regulars that we've got back. Okay, we've got our boys club. So our main cast members of Shep, Craig, and Austin with newbie Caleb, who's Catherine's boyfriend now.
Love, obsessed, a sweetheart. He DM'd us because I did the appreciation post.
Oh
no. You think he's emotionally unavailable?
All right. This week, or was it last week? Oh, no. I watched two episodes. No. Why is he gone for 5 days? Even his mom was not okay with that. That's not okay with no communication when you're in a relationship and you live with somebody.
But that was what Catherine said. So we don't know if that's all true. It was 5 days, then it changed to 6 as well. So
okay.
She's a master manipulator.
He said that he hadn't contacted her for a while.
Well, he needed a break. I get it.
I mean, as someone who sides with Marlo, I guess that you would side with this.
I'm in love with him. He could do no wrong. Okay.
Add that to Mary's list.
I have bad taste. Okay. I own it, baby. Kyle,
have you had COVID? Because you've got no taste.
I have. But I didn't lose my taste.
Oh, that was long gone.
That was February. I was too embarrassed to say that I had it. So.
You're okay. I got it. I get you.
I was really upset about it, actually.
We are bringing up some PTSD. I apologize. It was just a joke. It was just a joke. You didn't even have to say you had had it.
We got to edit this out.
No, keep going. Keep it going.
Okay. I lost my train of thought now.
Caleb being gone.
Oh, no. Okay. What I really I love Catherine's wigs. I'm loving them. All the different colors, flavors, styles.
I think the pink was she colored her hair and put extensions in.
Okay.
I think it was a rinse. Probably Kristen.
I think she was wearing a bunch of different wigs.
Maybe. I don't doubt, but I'm saying
do you get that kind of wig?
The wig store?
Okay. I want to get some wigs.
Okay. Like, great. Start on Amazon first before you spend the money.
Right. Okay.
My friend Nicole, she's an actress and she literally has like, I think she has 75 wigs. So like whenever we go over there, we're like, can we put some wigs on?
It's amazing.
And we just like kind of sit there and chat and we put wigs on. Usually, you know, it's a personality.
Yeah, I love that.
You guys should follow her at Nicole Travolta. She's very funny. Very funny.
She has some amazing impressions.
She looks just like Sarah Jessica Parker, and really makes me giggle.
She's pretty hilarious. I will give.
I'm going to charge her for the sponsorship later. I'll let her know when I see her tomorrow. Okay, back to Southern Charm. Okay, so you're loving. So
we got the boys club, and then we Pringle
is a friend of. Then. Yeah, mm-hmm. I got to say. I'm really enjoying Pringle this season. Maybe it's because he's just sprinkled in here and there, but I'm like, man, he's really got his head on straight over there compared to the others.
I think actually, like I was thinking about this because I was kind of bored at the tea party.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
I think I just want to watch the guys. Like, honestly, Craig Even and though Austin,
they're awful.
They're entertaining. They're hilarious. Like, I kind of just want to watch them be idiots. Like
do you feel like they understand their role here and it's like just let it happen?
Yes.
Okay. Well, so on the girls' side, we have Catherine, we have Naomi, who again is the narrating this season. We've got Vanita, we have Leva, we have Madison, who's a friend of, we have Olivia, who's a cast member, and Taylor and Marcy.
Like, there's too many people. And there's no chemistry.
Well, there's been like not a lot of chemistry on this show here and there. I will say the first few seasons were the golden seasons.
But don't you think it's like let's just focus on the boys and not like put these.
You're rewarding bad behavior.
I know, but I completely will own that. But I'm like, that's here's what the I problem. See, I don't care about this tea party. I want to see Pat's life. But yeah, here's I want to see Pat's though. Life on a different show.
When we, I think yeah. the fact that Madison and Austin are like it, like we had like. It was the pinnacle last season with the drama and like how much she got in his head. And like now that she's like engaged and isn't it that there's no, like that was a connection that like you couldn't, like, I don't, like they couldn't keep going in this cycle basically.
Right.
I don't know what the connection really is to like you said, like, and it's like Craig and Naomi, they're broken up, but Craig's already, if Craig wasn't dating Paige, I think that there would probably be more drama there, but like, where's the lines here? Like Marcy is Shep's cousin, but we don't really care. Cause like, I'm not going to be, we don't want you to come on this show when you're pregnant. I know that's a controversial take, but guys, let's talk about Eva on Ultimate Girls Trip. She's a freaking star and she's not pregnant. She's like pregnant basically all of her Atlanta reign.
Right.
You know, Teddy.
Yeah. I understand. Yeah. The pregnancy curse. It's like a vow renewal.
Yeah. Also, I just don't, and I'm like not into Marcy.
We
get it. You're rich.
I'm interested in Marcy and this exclusive life that she lives.
Okay.
I love that her boyfriend or her fiance or whatever, if they're married, didn't know she was rich until he had to sign a prenup. I think
she's likely like, story.
I think she
likely
is
story.
The female version of Shep. I don't mind it, but sorry. I really, I just want to follow around Shep, Austin, and Craig. That's it. I'm sorry.
I know you have to. You do need to apologize, but I do understand what you're talking about.
They're the OGs. I think so forced. No one.
It's like the last season of Vanderpump Rules, right? It's that you had the old guard, and then you're bringing in this new guard. And it's like actually, you just need two shows,
right? And Catherine like is so toxic. I don't believe anything that she says. She's trying.
You and I are two sides of the coin here with Catherine. So keep going.
She is trying to manipulate Caleb. I couldn't believe she broke up with him. What?
Okay, I'm on the other side. That I'm like. All we do every season is go after Catherine. We go after Catherine every season. And like, either if she's on the show, she's an OG and you deal with it. Or like, I'm over like, again, like
just
what
scary
she,
though.
But I just feel like with, I mean, a lot of what sounded like with like Caleb was, he's like, I basically want to be with you, but I don't want to be here with your kids. Okay. Well, that's not going to work out because Catherine's a package deal. And it felt like, but she probably, did she maybe push the kids on him too fast? Probably, but there's, I guess for me, I'm like, yeah, she comes with a lot, Caleb. And you're saying like, oh, first of all, I don't know that I believe this relationship. And I don't know if it was a mutually beneficial thing for both of them.
Oh, do you think he like never even lived there? And then like they literally broke up 5 days into foaming because she's like, well, he doesn't actually live here.
Like,
what if that happened?
I mean, he's like, because like when they broke up, he's like, I'm just going to pack a few things. I'm like, no, everything. Right. No, you don't pack a few things and then like come back. You just broke up over meatballs and rice.
It was potato. That looks disgusting.
At one point she flicks it down with the spoon and it's like all over the edge. And I'm like, Carmi would never allow this.
Carmi, my mom?
Carmi from the Bear.
Oh, I was like, why?
Sorry. About no, I'm talking about Carmi from the Bear. But I was like, ew, there's literally nothing appeal. Like Caleb is literally just spit. He was
spinning his, it around.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Like I'll get the sauce all over everything, but I'm not eating this. And when she was, if you guys are watching her do the meat, but she literally had a Band-Aid on her finger. She has these long ass nails and she's like massaging these. And you know, she didn't change that Band-Aid.
But you also
it's got meat juice in it.
I feel like she also got, like, those are frozen meatballs.
You think they're like IKEA Swedish meatballs?
Completely. I do. Okay. Now let's talk about Madison getting engaged and telling everyone on Amazon Live.
How much did they pay her for that?
That's your platform?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, why Amazon Live? Like, I thought that was just like where everybody did their like shopping, buys.
Literally, I love how Craig comes over and is like, I'm pretty sure Madison's announcing on Amazon today that she's engaged. We're going to watch what's going to happen.
I love that he's like, I'm pretty sure as a production did not enable, because like, even he said, like, he went,
he's like whispering and like skipping around. I was like, does he know?
Oh, he knew. Austin definitely knew, because Austin was checking his watch too. I was like, we all knew that there was an announcement coming from Madison. If you guys don't act like this entire cast has Google alerts on each other.
Yeah. No, I mean, and he's calling her fucking Medusa. Like, so, I feel sorry for the sad bastard. Okay. I will say Madison does seem like so much lighter because she's like happy and in a good relationship. So it seems. I'm so curious about Brett. Also,
she just has such power when it comes to Austin. Like, there were times, like, he almost had the power before because he had the show.
Right.
And now she's like, I don't even care about, I won.
Right.
Like, do I think she's a crazy person still? Yeah. I don't know if you guys saw Watch What Happens Live. She'll look like a crazy person.
Have you seen her new house? It's beautiful.
No, you mentioned it though.
It's
before.
So yeah. Stunning. And I'm like, did Brett buy that for you? Did you?
Give us more Brett because he's hot. So,
I want to know way more about their relationship because
he lives in San Diego.
Right. They're like long distance. Or I think he lives in Laguna maybe.
Oh.
In
driving by. There. See ya. No, let's invite him to the Quiet Woman.
I'm just so curious though, because is he like not like once they get married? Oh, I think they're getting married November 19th.
Okay. Why? I love that we just dropped this nugget. Like, okay, Ramona, how do you know all this detail about
someone sent a registry?
Someone DM'd us.
Should we delete this?
Nervous. Okay. No, it's public facing. I'm upset. Yeah, I'm sure like Madison, I'm sure everybody listening is like, oh, we've really dropped some knowledge here.
Okay, so November 19th is the wedding. I'm not sure it is though.
I bet it says. But
she did say it wasn't that much information. It also, I remember her saying they went to Edgewood Tahoe and she said it was going to be up there, but I can't imagine it would be there November 19th because could be snowing or maybe she's snowy wedding.
Winter Wonderland. Maybe it's inside, so it doesn't even matter.
Yeah. It is. You know what?
What?
I think at Edgewood, they are inside.
So there maybe, you go. Right?
Oh.
Okay. And with a beautiful, I bet it's an all glass wall with a backdrop.
You know what I'm going to do?
Oh, God.
I got an idea.
You're booking a trip to Tahoe. Oh, my God. She's laughing because this is her idea.
I'll go skiing that weekend. Have brunch. You guys, I think we need to delete this entire episode. I'm like nervous.
Who's coming for you? Who is
everyone
coming?
Makes me scared.
Who is coming? Like Matt. I mean, I wouldn't want Madison coming after me, but
now I'm scared.
I think you're doing amazing, sweetie. Maybe she'll hear this and she'll invite you instead of you having to go ski.
Okay. I thought it was very cute that he involved the son in the proposal. So, and they were engaged after 5 months. So
where's my ring? I mean, I know you have to have a man first, but like, where is my ring?
It could be you in 5 months. Oh, you're next.
Oh my God. Thanks. Cute for me. Okay. Let's talk. So what do you think about, do you like that Naomi is back? She's had very like,
I'm actually totally okay with Naomi. I love that she love really her. Like sucked up her pride too. And was like, you know, I thought I was getting out of Charleston. I'm like, you know, moving on with my life. And like, little did I know I was in a bad relationship. Like
she says, I idolized the ground between my legs. Yep.
Yeah. And I feel like she really owned that. And she's happy to be back in Charleston. She's having a good time. She's living her single life, hooking up with Craigie and
Whitney.
And you made the really good point. So, you know, everyone's trying to figure out this timeline of Craig and Naomi hooking up in Vegas. And did it happen more than once? And, you know, and the best
part, did I say?
Well, the best part was when Craig and Austin are, you know, reconciling on the bench.
Yeah.
And Craig is like, well, what were you going to do with that information, Austin?
And yeah, Craig was trying, like, I texted you and I was like, it's kind of funny when it was like, okay, are we friends? Or like, so what if I did cheat on Paige and then you found out, what were you going to do? Expose me on TV for like a storyline? Like, what was the end goal of you having that information? Which I felt caught Austin off guard a lot where he was like, you're right.
Right.
And you know what? You guys,
you love Austin. You have a crush? On Austin.
No, I can't stand him. But
what? You think he's cute? He's tall?
Just like my Tom Sandoval, which by the way, I posted that TikTok on Tom Sandoval. What?
The amount of response responses.
That's one of our most got. People back. Are very upset by this.
That should just be the post tomorrow in the newsfeed.
No, but people are very upset by this. And I'm like, anyways, but like that one moment I found Austin attractive. And for some reason, it was when he was talking to his family about them moving closer to Austin and getting rid of his childhood home, which, you know what? I'm sorry. Get over it, Austin. They're moving. You're in your 30s. I get it. There's memories, no. But I know it's because you would feel the same way. I already see it in
literally,
your face.
Literally, it would break my heart. My parents
I get it, but they're literally moving to be closer to him. So, but
well, it's just the I was end like, of an era, you know, I mean, he had his first kiss there. He was sneaking out of the house. All he did was talk about partying. Basically. I'm like, what about the Christmases, Austin?
Like, what about your what family about in that house?
Yeah.
Didn't he look really cute in that scene?
No, I thought he looked hungover. Okay. They always look hungover.
You guys, I think I'm going cross-eyed. He had just
woken up at like 1 o'clock.
Yeah. I mean, I find, and any other
I could
scene,
spot a hangover out of anywhere.
I literally texted you and I was like, oh no, he's kind of cute in this scene.
Oh, No.
All right. You guys listen, like Tom Sandoval, I have bad taste.
Also, okay? That video of Tom Sandoval is amazing.
It's hot, right? It's
his
so
voice good. Sounds iconic.
Angelic. Yeah, I mean, iconic, you're right.
Someone like wrote back and was like, it's because he looks hot because he's loving what he's doing. I'm like, you're so right.
When you love what you do, you never work a day in your life.
That's not true, guys.
He's just having so much. Guys, whatever. And then, you know what? I'm still going to blame all of you. You guys, it's your fault. Okay. He looks great.
Courtney, I agree.
Your fault. I'm talking to everyone listening. It's you guys, not me. That's the problem. Okay.
So also, I want to know way more about Catherine's custody right now. So it seems like she only gets them like every other weekend.
So here's also what makes me laugh, because you guys know Mary wants Thomas back on this show because she hates herself and is in the boys club and she hates all of us.
I'm not saying.
Did you not say that a couple of weeks ago? You wanted Thomas on the show.
I'm saying they're good people.
Okay.
I'm saying they're interesting to watch.
They're good TV.
Yes.
Two separate things. But you did at one point say you wanted Thomas back.
Did you?
And is that the way you want the cut to figure out the custody? That Thomas comes back?
Just like a slipper.
God,
I mean, come on, give me those white jeans and those
that moose knuckle look and those Sperry topsiders and the polo. And he's like, come on, guys, we're getting on my horse. I'm going to do some polo. I don't know what that accent was. I apologize.
And like a vineyard vine belt with like cocktails around it. I walked into Vineyard Vine the other day and I was like, God, I love these belts. I'm like, I'm going to get one for Michael.
God, poor one. Guess Michael knows what his Halloween costume is. If you guys are going as Catherine and Thomas. He's just every year he's a different Bravo Tom. Like next year he can pick Sandoval or Schwartz.
Definitely would do.
Wait, next year could you be Tom and Tom?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but every year he's just a different Tom.
That's hilarious.
Please, though.
I like
write yourself a note.
I'll let him know.
Yeah.
Right. Sure. He'll love it.
Never leave him. All of us will choose him over you.
He's the nicer one.
Okay. I'm sorry. This is a wild episode already. And we are like 15 minutes in here.
Let's get back to the custody. So what do you have any insider info?
No.
Okay. Cool. So that was good.
I want, because of the way that Thomas ruined Catherine's life, basically, I want Catherine to succeed. I think she makes it difficult for herself. I think she needs this show. I think it's hard when the girls don't like her. And for some reason, they've casted Olivia as like Catherine's advocate this season, which is interesting. And it's just, you're right. There's a lot of not gelling with the show, and the boys club, because of the OGs, are also, I feel like, on Catherine's side. No, even though we don't see them that together that often.
No, I feel like they always have Catherine's back in some way. You know, because they've known her since she was 21.
As Shep likes to remind us, it's like, we got it, Shep.
What do you think about Olivia Flowers? Thoughts, takes, talk about her parents.
Oh my God, get away from Austin.
They're together, guys. Remember when I reported that fake news a couple weeks ago?
You said it with such conviction. I believed you.
You guys,
we don't have facts.
My friends say I have a problem because I basically talk only in facts and yeah. I'm only right and then about when you, 60% of
it. Yeah. Then when you tell her she's wrong, she's like, no. And then you're just like, okay, this is a, I'm going to take the L on this. Like, this is just let her think what she wants.
You know, living in Summer Mary's land. Also, side note, Summer Mary came out last night.
Oh,
it was by accident. Well, I walked to this place. It's called Palm City, and they have the best hoagies in the world. You know, and we had a bottle of wine, you know, dinner. And then I found this karaoke bar on the walk home. And I have noticed that karaoke bars in San Francisco, they're really hard to actually sing. Like, they're so crowded that you don't actually get to sing your
song. Is this the same place that you went the previous weekend as well? Because our friend also sent us a video from you karaokeing somewhere over last weekend, too.
That wasn't karaoke. But
that was a makeshift karaoke?
That was not karaoke. I was just singing in the bar. Oh. It was not karaoke. Like, there was no microphone involved. Funny you should say that because it was that bar and it was real karaoke. And I sang about 5 songs last night and it's called Dirty at Alley's. It's in the Sunset. It's okay, not please crowded. Tell us
what are your 5 song choices?
Oh, we did. Hungry Eyes, Gypsy.
Okay.
Lover and Lace. We did a duet with some man that we met that night.
Who are you with?
My sister.
Oh, okay.
I can send you some good videos.
I think this is a hot tip
of San Francisco, guys. Thursday night's Dirty Nelly's karaoke. You can actually sing.
What is happening
here? I don't know.
Oh my God. We're supposed to be talking about. Let's go back to Southern Charm.
Okay. Let's just talk.
I think we just got to go into the episode because it's taken us. We're left turning here.
Okay. So yeah, Austin's parents are moving. I love his parents. They're like, well, we saw Madison got engaged and they're just like, glad it wasn't you, honey. Like, and he's like, and Austin's like, oh, I'm so over it. Like, don't worry about it.
But like, I'm also going to spend the rest of this season, like pretending it doesn't bother me, but definitely talking about it in front of the new girl I like with my cool skull and crossbones loafers.
Those are awful. Do you think he's going out or will he wear them to the reunion?
He'll definitely wear 0 socks to the reunion.
100%. Yeah.
There will be no socks and pants that are too short for him, but not in a stylish way, just because he has long legs way.
I think he dresses well.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe you're more attracted to him than I am.
He's very nice looking.
Is it the tongue?
Stop.
What? His tongue is so large. I don't even know how it fits in his mouth.
Okay. So, but then we have Whitney.
Not sexually, just in general, his big tongue.
Diana is wearing a pink flamingo caftan.
Did you like this caftan? Okay, so when Dorit wore it in Mexico with a little bit of zebra, you said you hated it. But Patricia wears it and you're loving it.
Pat can pull it off.
I liked both of them.
Yeah, and then she invites Vanita and Madison to come over.
Vanita is very nervous to be here.
She's probably laughing.
She's laughing a little too hard at the jokes that aren't funny.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I felt bad for Vanita this whole episode.
Vanita was such a Vicky. We'll get there. She was such a Vicky though.
Oh, like walked into the party and like was she like, twirled, hey, everybody, and she's like, I'm here.
She like twirls and she's like, nobody's wishing me a happy birthday. And then yeah, when Vicky's like, hey.
Yeah, I know exactly.
I'm here. That red dress. And her red dress. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I thought it was interesting also, like, Pat talking about her ex, Whitney's dad. That was sad.
Last weekend when Whitney was driving her in the car with the chill. Yeah. He didn't chill the champagne.
No, he's doing half the job, Michael.
Michael went to Butler School, said Whitney.
I got a show idea.
Oh, Charm School.
Exactly.
Remember Charm School on VH1?
Yes.
But it's literally Charm School. Send all those boys to Charm School.
Right.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah.
I like this. Chivalry. It's not dead.
No, it's not. Mm-hmm.
Okay, then we go on a date with Taylor. I was on the bike, Shep's on the skateboard, and he's like, do you want me to pull out the chair for you? And she's like, no.
And then she's like, do we get menus? Wow, this restaurant is as barren as my ovaries. And I'm like,
no. And then he's like, high five, you're not pregnant. She's like, I want to be pregnant, basically. Like, she's like,
what do you think about this situation?
I feel really bad for her because I think she's in love with Shep, and I think Shep is in love with her, but he is still a Peter Pan, and he thinks Taylor's so cool and loves her and wants to have fun with her, but still not ready to be a dad and still not ready.
I don't think he'll ever be ready. Commit. I said this before. The only way he will soon become a dad is when it's an accident.
Well, she's not on birth control, so.
Yeah. Also, but you know, he's like, it doesn't feel good when I have a condom on.
You know, that's him. You know, that is him.
That's all of them.
Completely. No. And then he was totally like manipulator. He's like, you're very flippant about my emotions. I'm like, Shep, please stop.
You know? Well, and then he's like, I'm terrified. And even like last week. So in the previous week's episode, it's like, he's with Pringle and Pringle's like, he's like, Pringle, when did you have a kid? He's like, I was 35. And he's like, oh God, me having a kid at 35. It's like, a lot of people do that. I couldn't do that. I'm like, well, you can't do it now. And you're 42.
I think he would embrace it though. And like have fun and it'd slow down a little bit.
Okay. Okay.
No. Controversial.
When Shep has a kid, he's not going to be present. He will still continue to live that lifestyle.
I think he could maybe get obsessed with it too, though.
I would like him to, but just
he'll just bring the baby to the dog park as well.
100%. I mean,
there's two types of parents. There's people that, you know, they're like their schedule and their routine and you know,
I know one of those.
And then there's other people that just bring their baby along with for everything. Like, you're living in my life. I'm not living in yours.
I like it. So like the center of attention or the accessory. I'm going the accessory route when it's my turn. Yeah. Not in a bad way. I just mean like
I can understand why you want to keep a schedule, but
yeah,
sometimes you don't always have to.
Oh, like it works for everybody has their own way of what works for them.
Also not moms here.
What? We're dog moms. And those dogs are accessories for us.
I'm not even a dog mom. I'm a dog aunt.
Oh, well.
And she's getting taken away from me.
Oh, so sad. Her sister's moving. Let's just say that. Like you're acting as if like someone's like ripping it apart. Oh my God. This podcast is awful. We're going to.
Sorry. Okay.
Let's take a quick break, by the way. And let's compose ourselves and we'll be right back.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10 minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10 minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
I can't promise any composure.
Okay.
Then next we go out. Catherine has never eaten sushi, apparently. Edamame, the Taporia.
Maybe she can't read.
I was like, what's going on? She's like, I'll get the beans.
Yeah. Like, she's like, do you have any of those soybeans?
She's got her tits out. And, you
she's
know,
meeting with Olivia. I honestly thought Olivia was Taylor until it was Olivia.
I think Taylor
and Olivia have
me.
They're very similar to me.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So she's basically like, well, Caleb and I, like, we're done. You know, he was lost for 6 days and I'm pretty sure it was 5. So she's exaggerating the story. And you know, she's just basically like, I need someone that like can support and listen to me and give me feedback. And he just has like no emotions and, you know, it's just not going to be in the 5 to 10 year plan. I'm looking for that 5 to 10 year plan.
Listen, I think
my second marriage,
you know,
she's never been married.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because of Thomas, who ruined her
life. Who's getting married first in this group?
Madison?
True. On November 19th.
Naomi? I would go Naomi, even though she's not dating someone.
Oh, I think I'm actually going to go Craig and Paige. I think we're going to get a Bravo wedding.
Mm-hmm. I do.
I'm gonna be honest. I really do.
I don't think they'll know.
I
want them. I wish the best.
I think they've made it this far.
It's been a year.
That's far.
Craig, wait, Shep and Taylor have been together for like 2.5 years.
I know. I feel bad for Taylor. I think she needs to really like walk away and say, you know,
I didn't like to about the same things. I'm sorry. Popping back to Shep and Taylor. I didn't like how he's like, you know, I don't like when they say like, oh, you wasted my best years. And I'm like, but you did, because listen, a woman's fertility can be different. Like the older we get, the clock is a ticking. Okay. And so like, I'm also like, Shep, she is wasting her good years. And because you know, you don't want, like, I guess to me, it's like, I think a guy will know, unless he's in that literally decides I got to settle right now. But I think it's always like, I'm not going to get married, or I don't want to have a baby with you.
It does seem like he has more power than her. And totally. I don't know why. And even he says like, you know what? Like if you tell me to do something, I'll do the exact opposite. I'm like, that's kind of rude.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Like, where's the partnership? Because it sounds like a dictatorship. Dictatorship.
Got it.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay.
Then we meet Caleb's brother, which...
Cousin.
Chelsea.
Get him on the show.
Yeah. And Catherine and Caleb have been dating for 16 months, guys.
I just don't, when he's like, I felt destined to be in her life. I don't believe that.
What are you talking about?
The relationship to me does not seem, I don't see them together. I don't see it.
This has been a really nice guy for Catherine and probably.
I agree.
Really,
I just don't feel like
her out.
And what did she bring to him?
I'm not sure.
The show?
Sure.
Like,
well, he did an interview with Bryce Sanders, I think. And he was like, we were having problems before the show. And then basically we started filming and then we broke up.
He's like, and then I was cast. And then I was like, oh, I can get rid of her now.
No, I think he wants it. And his mom seems lovely. And I think she talks to Catherine.
I think in theory, he wants a relationship to work out, but I don't think it's Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
Who is it? I don't know. It could be me.
Yeah.
Maybe not, though. I don't know, because he can disappear on me for 5 days. When he comes back, there's no clothes waiting because I burned them all. They've all been donated to Goodwill. So whatever, if you're going to take a few of your pieces, it's because I forgot and I didn't see it.
Is there like a section on TikTok of like burning clothes, like for real?
I don't know.
I just feel like that would be a TikTok thing.
Like burning talk? That's probably Burning Man.
Yeah.
Something. I don't know.
Anyways, so
if you download the app, you could find out.
I can't.
Yeah.
I don't have time.
I get it. Because then you'd see Tom Sandoval performing and you'd love it.
Just send me the good stuff.
Okay.
Okay. So then, you know, Madison decides that she is going to invite.
Let's talk about this party, because what's so funny about this party is the week before, right? So Vanita and Madison get together. It sounds like Vanita was going to host a party and production said, oh, yeah, we don't want you to host your own party. So you're going to do it with Madison, because Vanita keeps saying it's her party. And Madison's like, well, my birthday was a couple of weeks ago, so it'll be a joint thing. I've got a friend who has a house.
Right. Yeah.
Like, but it clearly seems like it was Vanita's party.
Right. And then she and she invites two people that Vanita can't stand, which are Catherine and Olivia.
She doesn't invite Olivia. She asks Catherine to invite Olivia.
And then basically the day before the party, Madison's reviewing the guest list with her and omits that Madison and Olivia are coming. And it was like, Catherine, she legitimately found out at the party that they were coming
based on like the napkin decorations.
But also I wish
Rue also was casting or production said the whole cast has to go, because if it's just you guys, you're going to be nice. We need you to go after people. Fight.
Also, I wish that they would also just break the fourth wall there and just say like,
they got to come because we have to. Like, well, it's like when Olivia was like going after Naomi, was like, why did you come to Catherine's party if you didn't like her? And it's like, because I'm on the cast and it's a cast event.
Right.
Like, I don't have the option to not go if I'm going to be on this cast.
Yeah.
So that's why I went.
Right. This party was beautiful. I mean, Vouvre, champagne tower, violinists, flowers. It was so girly.
Was it themed pink? I mean, it must have been, right? Because everybody was wearing pink.
Everyone but that one girl in blue. I was like, did she not get the memo? Oh, there was one girl in blue. Also, the party.
Maybe a gender reveal. Maybe it was a gender reveal and everyone thought it was a girl and she thought it was a boy.
And Pat showed up in her pussy dress.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to wear the pussy dress to a cat fight.
Right. And then the party planner sat down at the table as well. Didn't you notice that?
No, I didn't notice it, but that's funny. She was
like, come in, girls. And then she sat down at the end. I was like, what's going on?
I wish she was planning so that people could eat. Where was the food?
There was no food. They were like, I'm going to take two of these bites.
She's like, two of these tiny tea sandwiches and a cupcake.
I also thought it was really funny that like Vanita and Madison showed up in robes. I'm like they really? Got ready was that like, necessary? Your hair and makeup are done. Just come in the clothes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know. She's got her $1 million Madison's
like, this is definitely just my party. Like, everyone look at my ring. This is like a
bridal shower.
Yeah. This is kind of like the vibe I'm going to go for in September, probably when I'm having my real shower. I'm
going to have a date for that
Pat's
too.
House. Pat actually is probably going to invite me to it. So flying out.
Oh gosh. You're funny. Basically it's not Vanita's party and Vanita's mad. So on Watch What Happens Live too, Madison also was like, I'll never plan a party with Vanita again. Ooh. While Vanita sat next to her.
Awkward. Very awkward.
But I was like, why not? She pays quote unquote half of it and it's your party.
Yeah. And Vanita's like dying. She's like, oh great. I get to hear your engagement story again. Okay. And then it seems like the boys are at golf while the ladies are at the party. It does
seem that way.
Yeah. And, you know, good old Deion Sanders. You look good. You play good. They pay good.
You look good. You feel good. You feel good. You play good. You play good. You pay good. You idiot. Like basically. And then Craig's like, I'm going to put that on a pillow.
Probably will. Honestly, do you know who Deion Sanders is? He played for the Niners, right?
He's a very famous football player.
Oh, I thought I knew because he was local. He played for the Niners. I feel like most people don't know who Deion Sanders is, right?
Are you thinking Jerry Rice? Are you thinking Jerry Rice? You thinking Jerry Rice?
No. Did Deion Sanders also? Deion
Sanders not a cowboy?
Oh, wait. This is awkward. I thought he played for 49ers. And didn't he also play a little baseball too? Like he did both? Mm-hmm. Can you Google this? I'm making all of this up.
We're both correct. He played for the 49ers over one season.
I definitely remember Deion Sanders.
Okay. He started as a Falcon from 89 to 93. He's on the Niners for 94. He's on the Cowboys from 95 to 99. He was a Redskin in 2000 and a Raven from 2004. He was most famous for being a Cowboy.
Any baseball?
Well, this is just his football. Who played for both MLB? He did.
I knew it. Why do I know so much about Deion Sanders?
I don't know.
Okay. So then Austin's like, all right, like Craig, I need some emotional support next week. Like I got him, I'm moving out of my childhood home. Can you come with me? And he's like, also I need your physical abilities to do all the things too.
Like, yeah. Okay. I'm going to text Olivia. Hey. Three Y's is horrible. Like the editor's putting the text message on the screen. I'm like, I can't.
Hey, so I was thinking we should meet up tomorrow. And Craig's like, oh, no. Don't take out the so.
Be more alpha.
Three Y's. Yeah. Say like, we're getting drinks tomorrow.
Hey,
like,
so clear your schedule. We're getting drinks tomorrow. No punctuation. Punctuation is worse than emojis. As someone who loves punctuation, how dare you? Craig and I would never work. Yeah, I
think punctuation is very important.
Yeah, grammar and punctuation.
An emoji every once in a while.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
But then I was also someone who said, like, do you remember like when LOL became a thing? And I was like, I'll never, ever write LOL. That's disgusting. Now I'm just always lol. I'm like, oh my God, dying laughing. LOL.
I like to do ja. I want to bring that over here.
Okay.
Great. So ja.
But then I'm like, if you're interested in someone and someone like makes like what if you received that text and you'd only gone on one date, would you be excited or no?
I don't like you telling me what to do. Clear your schedule, going drinking tomorrow. I wouldn't like that. I would like, so I was thinking we can meet up tomorrow. I would actually appreciate that one. The original option.
I'm like an in-between. Like I want someone like, hey, hope your schedule is clear tomorrow because I really want to take you to drinks. Something like that. When you say we should meet up tomorrow, I'm like, don't ask me to Netflix and chill right now. Like you come to me and you ask if I'm available for a plan.
Well, I also don't appreciate like a day drinking situation for a date. Like I want you to take
on a second date too. I want you to take me to dinner.
Yeah.
Unless no, it could be drink. I just want to plan. Like I want
to be like, hey, what day of the week it is.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what my problem is. What day of the week is it happening? I'm busy.
But okay. So they're going to go out sometime.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So back to the party. Let's talk about, I want to talk because it was like a pink party. Do you want to talk about a little bit about the fashion?
Yeah. Leva was like all in her bows. She looks so different.
Is it just because she did get a mommy makeover?
She did.
Mm-hmm. She looks great. I'm not crazy about the bow sitting too that high up on her head. I do love the dress, which is kind of like a bodycon, like straight across midi baby pink dress.
It's fun. It's girly. Mm-hmm. Taylor's in like a two piece. It kind of actually looks like the Show Me Your Moomoo set right now that's out. The Heather McMahon one, which is actually really cute. I feel like
I have read that. Great.
Marcy, I'll give her a pass because she's pregnant, but she's dressing like it's 2004. The statement necklace.
Maybe it's a Luann official.
It seemed like it.
And then Naomi was in like kind of a pink floral dress. It was like a slip dress. Naomi just always looks fantastic.
She really does.
She's Olivia, the number one girl in the group.
I'd agree with that. Olivia is wearing drapes.
Mm-hmm.
Catherine has pink hair.
Mm-hmm. And she has like a pink, like a little bustier, but I was really worried that the girls were falling out.
Her girls are gotten big.
Mm-hmm. Listen,
looking good.
And then you guys still right here in Mary's notes. I am obsessed with all the wigs. And then you did write this too, because it was funny. Like, because of course, Catherine and Olivia have to show up last, right? Like production's like, you're coming last. Mm-hmm. And Catherine's like, I'm not a dramatic person.
No, not at all.
Not at all. Like, and like the seasons before would never show you that.
No.
I wish they did a flashback there.
Thomas!
Oh my God, when she's chasing him down the pier in her fur.
With like her shoes off. Thomas, don't leave me! You guys, even like the Ashley season was fucking nuts.
Like you can't make this stuff up.
Was seriously insane. She made my blood boil. We get in DM fights with her all the time.
like block us. For her to block us. Like
seriously psychotic.
I mean, remember when Catherine and Craig dug a hole at the beach and then slept in it and hooked up in it?
What?
They like got lost on bikes or something, so they dug a hole in the sand.
Oh my God.
Do you know
nothing but
this?
An egg donor?
It's so good. God, this season, this show, we've gone through so much. Remember Jenna from season one?
Yes.
Wow. And Landon's
like a stylist. She's a stylist.
She was something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Naomi decides to be the bigger person and hugs Catherine, and Olivia and Naomi talk to one another and they patch things up. And I was like, well, this is boring.
Yeah. Then there's like this weird conversation. Also, like Leva not knowing the two flocks of one feather, but like flock, like the line. Now I'm like,
birds of a feather flock together.
I couldn't even think of
two
the line.
Two flocks of like, one feather and the feathers flowed. Maybe they could sing the song. But buddy of the feathers too. Guys, we need to finish this. I'm sorry. Oh my God.
Okay. So then there's like this weird conversation between like Vanita and Catherine. And it's talking about like, Catherine's talking about the innocence of children and talking about like, you know, raising kids with like the same problems and our systems like working against changing that. And then Vanita's like, And then I'm like, oh, okay. Like we're literally looking for reasons to be mad at Catherine, which is the whole thing. I'm like, I don't understand what's happening here. Like why, Vanita, nobody's wished you a happy birthday. So you're going after. So I don't know what this, I don't even know what this fight was.
Well, she literally asked, you don't teach your kids about that. Like those emojis, do you?
What? And then it was like when Catherine's like, what? Oh, that's what it was. And Catherine's like, what a move. Like Catherine's playing dumb. And she's like, and then, but then they like move on. They like somehow like make up until they sit at the table.
Right.
And then Butler Whitney is there to let Pat out when she shows up. Finally,
Pat's best line. She's like, I don't like they get the earrings for the gift.
Yeah.
And Pat's like, my mother said loose women have their ears pierced.
It's like, what?
I just like, I love that line. I'm a loose woman, I guess.
Well, you know what people do? A hole for a hole.
Oh God.
Every hole. That's
every, I just got like the Tamra belly button slash.
No, just like, my count is just on my earlobe. Okay. The amount of earrings I have.
Yep.
It's just a joke.
I get it.
Okay. It's really bothering Mary. You're a little prude.
Yeah, that's right.
So I liked her other line where she says, eat, drink, and remarry. That was funny.
And then so she's like, let's just, you know, let's take a cheers and let's all just like decide to like have a clean slate and not have drama. And like, let's start, you know, then, like, getting along.
And then like Leva's like trying to stir the pot, but in such an awkward way. She's like, so, and Leva's one of those, Leva's like a smart person. Cause I could tell because they say in business, when you want to have control of a room, you talk softly so that people have to lean into you and listen.
Oh, that's what I do all day at work.
Well, I literally hope that you have the upper hand in the children with the children.
I'll go, I'm only going to say the directions at this loud. So if you don't hear them, I'm sorry.
Yeah, great. I love that. So then she's like, so there might be people here that have issues. And just like, so in the spirit of like realness, let's fix it. I'm like, oh, I thought we just fixed it. Didn't we just fix it? Didn't we just fix it? Because then it's like, I don't even know how this Vanita and Catherine thing started again.
Literally, Catherine is like, are you my doctor? Is this an appointment? You're so condescending. Shut the fuck up, Naomi. I don't need this
no
shit.
No F words.
My favorite like, is Catherine. Off.
Catherine cannot stand Pat either. And so like everyone, like whenever Pat says something, like the room, like she like commands the attention of the room. And then there's Catherine in the corner, like, always just rolling her eyes.
She's like, why is she here?
Yeah. Like, could you imagine that your adversary, like you're like, I'm a 30-year-old woman. My adversary is this 78-year-old woman. Like that's my number one enemy.
Pat is a true icon legend. And I'll never forget my day at her home. I'll never forget. And Michael drove me in the Rolls. It was just, wow, magical.
Listen, this show, this season is better than I expected, okay? I'm actually very enjoying. I didn't love this one for it being the 100th episode, which is also like very crazy. It was fine. Yeah, it was fine. I agree.
You know, I had fun talking about it with you, though.
And everything else that we talked about. So if you're still here, thank you. We will love you guys. We will be off next week. We are both taking some time. So you're stuck with this. I apologize. But we will be back come August and we hope everybody's having a great summer. And I hope Summer Mary, you're having a great summer.
I get to that karaoke bar as soon as I can.
All right. Thursday, bye. Guys.
Bye.
Bye everyone.
Hi guys. Okay. So a quick update. When we finished recording this episode, Mia had not responded to our DM yet. However, she did respond later that day. So I wanted to give an addendum of an update of what she said. So as we remember, Mia Mary had messaged Mia saying, Mia, love your work. Wondering how often do you record the theme song and its iterations? She responded back, hey, thanks. It's actually just one recording that they remix. We create something called stems when I make songs, and it's all of the pieces of the songs separately so that they can be remixed. So there's your update. Hope everybody's having a great day. We'll see you soon. Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years, and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.